people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuskin Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuskin. Good evening. Welcome to another edition of the Bob Tuskin Show. Are you sick of hearing about the IRS and Benghazi? Yes, I think there are relevant aspects to the story, but I think the bottom line is the IRS is a criminal mafia-like group, and all of this corruption that we're hearing about in the media is, well, just a symptom. We're just scratching the surface. There's a lot more to this whole charade than they're telling us about in the lamestream media. That's why we have to look for alternative media sources, and one of which is a really great one known as Blacklisted News. I'm sure you're familiar with it, and its director, Doug Owen, is joining us tonight on the show. He also hosts Blacklisted News Radio, or Blacklisted Radio. It's a podcast that you can find on the website, blacklistedradio.com. And without further ado, let's bring Doug on. Hey, Doug, how's it going, buddy?
Going well, sir. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate the invite.
Good to have you. And if I think of, you know, my contacts that are paying attention to things, the first one that comes to mind usually is you, because you have to with your website, huh?
Oh, well, you know, I get inundated and well-versed in a lot of news. It's kind of a labor of love. I'm a news junkie, so it just, whether you want to be involved or not, you're forced to, so it keeps me pretty relevant, I guess, in this world with, you know, color commentary and analysis on these events.
Let me get your take. Whenever I see stories that are so prevalent, like the Benghazi situation and the IRS story, it kind of just turns me off. Am I crazy to think that way?
Well, I mean, I think that when you're bombarded with non-issues, and believe you me, Benghazi is a very legitimate false flag that needs to be looked at. But we're just debating, I think, right now, you know, whether the White House lied. And so I think it's just kind of, I don't know, amateurish to think that they're not lying, and trying to prove that to people that are Obama bots is nothing less than frustrating. So, I mean, for most thinking individuals, it's really easy to see through most of the lies and the hypocrisy. And so to re-identify that, I look at Benghazi, I think, quite honestly, and this is my conjecture, it's my opinion, but I think it was a botched false flag. I think that they wanted to kidnap Ambassador Stevens. I think that they wanted to do this at the same time that they had Ben Affleck, somebody who's a fan of the CIA and says that the CIA is active in Hollywood, and there's plenty of proof of that, released this movie Argo that would have went along with it splendidly to have these things kind of correlate. Right. Most of these false flag events are pretty staged. But regardless, the question I have is, of course, where did this movie, The Innocence of Muslims, come from? You know, this Intel Center production, and a pretty bad one at that. And you know, I mean, we caught Barack Obama lying. Okay, you
know, yeah. Tell us something else we don't know.
Tell me something. Yeah, exactly. I'm not shocked. is this supposed to, you know, tantalize me? And I think that's why you're bored with it.
Because they're shaping this from the left-right paradigm perspective, and that's what troubles me.
Well, you know, it's about blaming Obama for everything, and really, you know, personifying all of this so that they can shift it to the next guy.
I hear you. All right, let's take a quick break, and we'll be back with Doug Owen, our guest tonight from Blacklisted News.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Well, geez, this is kind of a big story. America's first hemp crop in 60 years was planted this week in the state of Colorado. It's awesome news. It's on the top of blacklistednews.com. It's about time, huh, Doug?
Well, absolutely. I think that we have to look to the past for solutions to the future. We have a lot of really bad things that are happening in the economy. When you look at the agriculture industry and the fascist takeover of that in this country by multinational corporations like Monsanto and others, they've become the archetype of evil. So when you look at those people that stand to benefit from it, I think that hemp is a viable solution to many of the resource-based wars that we have today, because it's not just about oil, it's about plastics, it's about petroleum, so much more. And people usually reduce it to just the energy debate. Can we power cars with water? All the other things that we know are absolute realities that could happen and are in places like Japan, where they have cars that run on water, and it's illegal in the United States. So, but
is it fluoride right free water, by the way?
What's that now?
Is it fluoride free water?
I don't know. But they've been able to create with frequency generations a water driven car that has a unity gain. So it actually, from the amount of energy that you put into it, it actually exceeds that and can propel I mean, it's basically a go-kart, but that's what we're seeing in this country with smart cars. I mean, that, you know, the trend, they're getting bigger cars, we're getting smaller cars, and somewhere in the middle is where they'll probably meet. But, yeah, I mean, you know, so when you look at hemp, I mean, that undoes so much of that. And so it's great. And the fact that we import it and we can't grow it, but we can import it is just, it's just silly. Yeah. Like most laws, arbitrary and outdated, antiquated, and used by one rich man to limit competition. And so, when you look at most of the stupid laws that we have to abide by, over a million plus, 2 million plus, I think it is. Most of those were targeted at some person, and they wanted to use the law against them, and that's what happened with hemp, and especially with Hearst Publishing and many others. And the pharmaceutical industries as well.
Right. I thought hemp was being grown in North Dakota or South Dakota.
Well, I think it's been grown, I don't know, sanctioned, legally sanctioned, or openly. I mean, you know, there's been Indian reservations where, Native American reservations where they have grown hemp. And some have been raided in the past, few years. There's been a few case in points. I can't bring one of them to the front of my mind right now, but I did publish a story about this a few years back. I remember. I can find it. But so, I mean, I think this is, well, this is from Tree Hugger in the Denver Post. So I kind of give them a little bit of leeway because that's their headline. So maybe in Colorado.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, it does say that. 60 years was planted this week in Colorado. Now, it says America's first hemp crop.
Regardless, it's about time. And, of course, hemp is THC-free. People aren't going to smoke and get high from it. You'll get a bad headache. But it's not just for energy. It's for all sorts of things. Food.
Why would it even matter? I mean, they allow us to smoke cigarettes and drink alcohol. I don't see what the big problem is.
Yeah. Well, Terrence McKenna thought that smoking cannabis was illegal for the mere sake of it freeing people's minds. And I talked with Kathy O'Brien, the whistleblower mind control victim. And she said that out of all of the substances that she had access to, cocaine, alcohol, whatever, cannabis was one that they forbid her from accessing. And it's because they thought it would hurt her programming. And I don't know if that's true or not. But
well, there's a lot of scientific evidence, and there was a lot of research done into cannabis and some of the anti-authoritative aspects of it. And the association, of course, with ethnic groups, that was really what helped perpetuate the regulation of it, and then thus making it illegal. And that was ridiculous propaganda, like it makes black people step on white men's shadows, and all of the just ridiculous misnomers and complete disinformation.
For madness.
People say, well, here in modern day America, we're just so dumb. But if you look at, 100 years back, and not even that far, we bought into some pretty ridiculous propaganda, pretty simplistic propaganda is very effective in this country. So I think that is one example that you could say, well, we are actually, getting smarter and seeing through a lot more of this. And I think that when you look at the statistics, by and large, across the board, people are more aware that the government's corrupt. They're more upset with these core issues. And now people believe that it's going to take an armed revolution, at least 20 to 30% of them, just to get our privacy and our Fourth Amendment rights back from the federal government. So,
I want to ask you about that Adam Koch cash march, which just came to mind when you brought up an armed revolution. The police chief in D.C. has vowed to arrest them if they come over the state line with their open carrying of weapons. We did a show I guest hosted for John Stadmiller the other day, and we took a lot of calls on the topic. I'm sure you're familiar with what's planned to happen on July 4th. What's your take on it?
Well, you know, I don't know a whole lot about it, I'll be honest. I know that there's a planned march, and he's been calling it on Twitter, and I do follow him on Twitter, an armed revolution, second coming, to something to like, you know, and very strong words. And, you know, I'm a fan of people testing the limitations of the First Amendment and the Second Amendment and our constitutional rights. And I think that if you want healthy rights, just like people, you have to exercise them. You know, I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of indifferent. I wouldn't go. I'm not, I don't think that it's going to, end up, you know, being something that is going to, you know, start a revolution in my mind. And, they'll probably just arrest him. I mean, that's what I think will happen. I mean, that's my opinion is that he has the right to do it, but that the Constitution limits the federal government. So I do believe that states, because I believe in the 10th Amendment and the sovereignty of the states, that they and towns and counties have the right to regulate firearms. Now, most people disagree with me, but I think that is paramount, that states have the right to take those rights which are not granted the federal government. So it's not okay for the Pentagon to do this, but I do believe that states have those rights. And D.C. Is it
a state?
It's a unique entity in and of itself.
Shouldn't it represent the federal
corporation
government?
What's that now?
If there was any one location, shouldn't it represent the laws of the Constitution and the federal government?
Well, you would think. But then it doesn't mean that they will follow them. So,
sure.
I mean, regardless of my opinion, I think that they do have their constitutional rights to do this. But I do think that he'll be arrested, just like when he danced at the, I think it was a monument. They arrested him.
Yeah, the Washington Monument.
Yeah, the Washington Monument. And they roughed him up, and they got some YouTube videos, and they put it up. And if this does go forward, you know, then I think we'll probably see that. If he actually does do it, because I don't think that the police state is going to back down, and he'll get some press, and I think that that's what this is about. It's really a big press event, and Adam Kokesh knows how to promote his libertarian agenda, and there's nothing wrong with that. But you know, being in the media myself, the way that you get more attention to your show, and there's many people that have emulated and done this. Is to, you know, stage a media event. And this is a big one. And it gets people talking about Adam Kokesh. And if that gets people talking about liberty and freedom and where that starts and where that ends, I think that that's a valuable discussion. And that's a discussion starter. So in that sense, I think it's good.
I wonder if there's going to be some sort of agent provocateur amongst them during this. And it get violent fast, and then further scapegoat crazy libertarian patriots, you know, just give the big brother, big sis more of a reason to demonize the patriot groups out there. I want to take calls on a plethora of topics tonight with Doug. We'll take your phone calls at 800-313-9443. That's toll free. 800-313-9443, and we'll shift gears from the war on drugs and this armed march to a story that I'm reading straight from blacklistednews.com, Doug's website. Washington gets explicit. Its war on terror is permanent, a lot like its war on drugs and its war on you. Glenn Greenwald writes about it in The Guardian, and we'll cover this story when we get back in just a moment. Doug Owen, our special guest tonight from blacklistednews.com.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
Are you prepared?
Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
I want to get to your phone calls in just a little bit at 800-313-9443. If you're just joining us, we're talking with Doug Owen, curator and director at BlacklistedNews.com and the host of Blacklisted Radio. And Doug, there's a story here about the DOD that you've been ahead of the curve on. And why don't you just break it down for us?
Well, one of the interesting things about false flags, of course, is what happens afterwards. And regardless of whether or not you believe the Boston bombing was a false flag inside job or just some really nice private security contractors out on a walk and they just happened to bump into these terrorists, that, you know, I mean, the narrative is so ridiculous. It even changed today where the one that was in the boat, the bombing brother, he had a suicide note and he wrote it in the boat. I mean, the story just, it's almost laughable at this point. But in all of this, there have been some changes. Now, the DOD, and this came out of, Long Island Press, and even the alternative media has failed to pick up on this one. I've seen some coverage of it today, but it's been out for a few days, and it's a redefining of U.S. military power, and the Pentagon is unilaterally granting itself authority over civil disturbances. And the link, you can find it at blacklistednews.com, and it's all over the place. If you just look up military power grab, put that into your search engine, it'll bring it up. But the Department of Defense, DOD, issued this new regulation. And it's a regulatory action, and it gives the President of the United States, or basically defines that this power is there for him to supersede the governors and the state governments, and to use the military to enforce federal, state, and local civilian law, and to support the law enforcement agencies or commandeer them during times defined, and will be used via an executive order for any of the following. And they actually do have a phone number here, and there's a I'm going to try to get this guy on the podcast just to, you know, to define this. But basically, they're going to be training and providing new military support and options for the execution of this. And I'm just trying to find it. But basically, during civil disturbances, unrest, martial law, during insurrection, state, tribal, federal law will be superseded by the DOD, and they define this and say that it's in accordance with Posse Comitatus Act, rather. The primary restriction on DOD participation in civilian law enforcement activities is the Posse Comitatus Act. So people are familiar, like your listeners. It provides that whoever willingly uses any part of the Army or Air Force as a posse comitatus or otherwise to execute U.S. laws, except in cases under circumstances expressly authorized by the Constitution or an act of Congress, shall be fined. And you can go to jail for this. Subsection B here says support during civil disturbances. The president is authorized by the Constitution and laws of the United States to employ the armed forces in the United States to suppress insurrections, rebellions, and domestic violence under various conditions and circumstances. So it continues planning and preparedness by the federal government, including the Department of Defense, for civil disturbances is important due to the potential severity of the consequences of such events for the nation and the population. The employment of federal military forces to control civil disturbances shall only occur in a specified civil jurisdiction under specific circumstances as authorized by the president. So it's saying that the president, through executive order, during any of these, and I mean, what's a civil disturbance or what's a threat of domestic violence? They could use the DOD and the military to engage Adam Kokesh right there on the border. Why? It would require Barack Obama to put his name on it. He would have to stamp this, but it's redefining this power. And this also is going to redefine their mission and the spending of money to get the military, the U.S. military, ready and prepared to take on the U.S. population. So
I'm glad they stocked up on all those bullets, those hollow tip bullets.
Well, they don't mention it. I haven't looked through all of this, but they don't mention the Department of Homeland Security in this. But
interesting, I mean,
it's another federal agency that works.
Isn't that a conglomerate of the DOD, pretty much, anyways?
Yes, I think so. Emergency authority definition. So this is going under the radar, and this is one of the go-tos because of what happened with the Boston bombing, and that's why they're redefining this power. So it's amazing to see this rule being implemented and defined as a result of what happened from that terrorist action.
Doug, we have to take another quick break, and when we come back, we'll get some calls. But I wanted to ask you, do you feel safer? Does this make you feel better, Doug?
Oh, absolutely, Bob.
Yeah.
I feel great. Feel great.
Are you going to leave your doors unlocked tonight?
Yeah. That's a good idea.
Hide your kids. Hide your wife. Folks, they're coming for you. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back on the Bob Tuscan Show with our special guest tonight, Doug Owen from Blacklisted News, and your calls. Glenn, you're coming up next, buddy.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
We're talking with Doug Owen of Blacklisted News. Feel free to join us today on the show by calling us toll-free. Get out your crayon, write this number down, 800-313-9443, and we'll get back into the world of Blacklisted News in just a second, but let's go to the phone lines, as promised. And we have Glenn on the line. What's up, Glenn?
Hello, Bob. Hello, Doug. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay. Yeah, actually, this thing about Adam Kokesh is intended.
I am vehemently opposed to it. And I think, actually gun owners actually should oppose him, oppose what they're trying to do and attempt to persuade them to pull off at least
Hold on a second. Glenn, did his connection change for you guys as well? Or is it just me?
Yeah, I can still hear him, though. He's audible. Yeah,
he's audible, saying, but it's all of a sudden sounded like he was in a tunnel. Can you get closer to your phone or something, Glenn? I want people to hear this.
Yeah, Okay, I'm on my regular phone. I turned off my Bluetooth headset, so
that's what it was. Go ahead.
Sounds good.
It should sound better now because I turned off the Bluetooth.
All right, whatever. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. In other words, as a gun owner myself, Adam Kokesh, you know, does not speak for me, and I don't feel what they're doing represents, you know, is a good idea, and they don't rep. I don't want. First of all, my main concern is all the bad guys have to do is infiltrate one provocation agent, and I think the English American pronunciation of that should be provocation agent and not agent provocateur, like with people trying to mispronounce the French all the time. Just call them provocation agents, for crying out loud. One provocation agent infiltrated into that group that fires off a shot in the general direction of police is going to create a bloodbath. Or a sniper station hundreds of yards away to lob a round in there is going to turn it into a nightmare. And then all of the anti-gun media will say, this is what gun crazies do. You know, take away the guns, confiscate, register, confiscate, get rid of them, down with the Second Amendment. And it doesn't matter how well-intentioned, you know, the marchers are. One provocation agent can ruin it all. And, you know, not only that, but I know that there's been some court ruling that said that it's not, you know, not corrupt, constitutional for Washington, D.C. to disallow residents to own firearms, okay? But that's not the same as giving carte blanche to open carry in the streets, okay? I mean, Washington, D.C. is a very crime-ridden city, okay? There's a big difference between the part of Washington, D.C., that is down by the government buildings and the mall where the Smithsonian is and all that, and the entire rest of Washington, D.C., okay? You know, the people, you know, crossing over, you know, into D.C. for this protest are by no means going to be demographically representative of the average residents of Washington, D.C.,
right.
You know? They represent neither the politicos and the wealthy
people. Well, what's the upside? Guys, I mean, what's the upside, you know, for doing this? What will this accomplish by crossing into D.C. with a bunch of armed people protesting, marching? I don't even know what exactly it is that is supposed to be accomplished by this.
Well, it's supposedly to be in support of the, you know, Second Amendment rights, and, you know, I guess they want to demonstrate that, you know, gun owners can responsibly get parade permits and. And so
it just seems kind of half-cocked. I mean, you know, on you know, a day that we support the independence of the state to you know,
just light fireworks, you know?
To have an armed rebellion. And I think that my big problem is the, you know, how they've been packaging this, and Adam has been really adamant to make it sound as if this is an armed revolution, and using that term. So. You know, I think about Joe Public. How are they supposed to receive that? You know, what are they going to take away from this? And I think that Glenn, your caller here, is on the money. And that is, hey, look at these crazy people. We need to disarm them.
Right. So I think the bottom line is they have no demands. They're just kind of doing what is supposed to be an act of civil disobedience, which will just create more of the same old dialectic, problem, reaction, solution. And it'll be a false flag of sorts, if you will, if the powers that shouldn't be have their way. So, Glenn, I appreciate your phone call. Let's go to Matt in Montana.
Hey, good evening, gentlemen. I'd like to piggyback on what the last caller was just saying. You guys were commenting earlier on, I think it was the Brad Pitt CIA Hollywood connection. For a false flag to be pulled off, the timing could not be better. You just had the movie Olympus Has Fallen. Another movie is getting ready to come out, White House Down. Then you got a group of guys that want to march into Washington, D.C. with guns. Who's to say they're not going to shoot something at the White House? And there you go. Martial law, get the guns, the whole nine yards all in one shot.
Well, they prepped the DOD. I mean, I'm not saying that they did this for Adam Kokesh, but they have their instructions and their orders, and that is to do exactly what Adam is, or to counter exactly what Adam has been talking about in that insurrection, a revolution. So, yeah, it seems that there's a gearing up for people like this and for instances like this. And, you know, I don't think that that would happen just because, you know, Barack Obama would have to, you know, go to an executive order to make that happen. But
I'm not trying to point any undue fingers towards Adam. I'm sure his heart's in the right place and he's tired of what's going on and he wants to make a stand. But can you wrap it up in a better bow to hand it to Janet Napolitano with than this?
I think that's a good point. At the end of the day, I've been very hesitant to talk about this because I don't want it to be about Adam Kokesh. I'd rather we discuss the idea of activism unto itself. And I do think it's going to leave us vulnerable to further sanctions and further police state measures against the people. You know, the idea of these false flags being created to, you know, the Hegelian dialectic, to, you know, problem, reaction, solution, to create the issue and then come down even harder, exists even for unexpected targets. And that's the problem with this. Is it feeding into the hands of the powers that shouldn't be, regardless of their intentions? You know what they say, the road to what is that saying? The road to
road to
tyranny is
paved.
Yeah,
paved with good intentions. Yeah, something like that. Anyways.
Anyway, that was my 2 cents. Thanks, guys.
I appreciate your call, Matt. Good to hear from you. We'll continue to talk about anything you like. I'd like to move beyond this because I spent quite a bit of time when I filled in for John Stadmiller the other day discussing it. But people seem to be interested.
More people in support or more thinking that this would be maybe a bad idea?
Well, geez, we probably had like 15 callers, Doug. Mm. And I would say out of all 15, maybe two or three of them were in support. So the vast majority of the callers that called in to weigh in on it said the same thing that we've basically just said. And, you know, I wonder, are we just paranoid conspiracy theories that aren't willing to stand up and we're just keyboard commandos? Or are we really onto something here in being concerned about it? I wonder.
Well, I mean, you know, and here's the thing. Let's say you're not a keyboard commando and you grab your M4 and you start marching to D.C. I mean, what do you hope to accomplish? You're not going – the people that are in support of the Second Amendment support it because they, you know, for whatever reason it is. And we all have our own reasons why we believe that it's your God-given right. I do, and I would say most of your listeners do. But this doesn't help – you know, make a good case for why it's important. And so I just don't see this, you know, even if you want to be active and be a good activist and put your heart in the right place, I don't think that this action is going to accomplish much. I think there's plenty of other things that probably would have less fanfare. And that's why, I mean, I have to lean towards this just being kind of a media event. And, you know, this isn't the first time that Adam has done this. And it's not a bad thing. It's not to, you know, say that it's not, you know, good to bring awareness to these topics. Because, unfortunately, the only way that you're going to get national attention is through, you know, something that's I wouldn't call it a staged event, but it has to be kind of a stunt. It has to be something grandiose. And so, you know, when you do those kind of things, though, you're always going to be judged.
Yeah, I agree. Let's shift gears here a little bit and continue our conversation tonight. If you're just joining us, we're joined by Doug Owen of BlacklistedNews.com. And one of the areas of focus for Doug is geopolitics. And there's been a lot in the news about Syria, potentially the war with Iran, and then Russia, even beyond that. And Russia's kind of there in the background saying, hey, you got to keep us in the loop. Yesterday I read a story about Israel suggesting that if they were to attack Assad's regime to protect themselves from dangerous weapons going to Hezbollah, that Assad should simply just take it, and he should not retaliate in any fashion whatsoever. Doug, where do you see all this headed? What's the latest and greatest that you make of this geopolitical situation?
Yeah, I was talking about it last night with Andrew Gavin Marshall, and he's a lot smarter than I, and he really has his mind around. Yeah. You've interviewed him several times. And what you have in Iran is a very complicated situation. There's a lot of players. You do have a highly educated student population that wants real freedom. They want democracy, and they've been talking to George Soros. You do have the infiltration and the complete destruction of sovereignty by corporate backers and the West. And so what the current situation is that the U.S. through Saudi Arabia, Israel as well, not only attacking Syria, they have thousands of operators on the ground. We have defense intelligence agents, over 1,000 of them that we know of, CIA, and you know, they keep talking and toying with the idea of giving them weapons. We already know that Saudi Arabia is arming. So we don't want to get in yet because you have so many factions. I don't think that they know who to back. But the overall agenda is to just pump as much military weaponry and as many violent, radicalized people as they can find that the CIA has vetted and has been working with. Not to mention a cadre of private contractors that are aiding and giving supply lines to these fighters, weapons, lots of aid, and they're just letting Syria eat itself. And you just have this, you know, now going on 2-year war where we just see the slow destruction of the infrastructure. And even the PR is just becoming so bleak. I don't know if you saw the cannibal that was eating hearts, happened to be the al-Nusra terrorist, allegedly. Yeah, I mean, this came out.
That reminds me of some of the propaganda we saw during the first Gulf War situation with the Iraqi or the Kuwaiti babies. And
throwing the incubator in the young woman who testified, her father was a Saudi Arabian ambassador, if I remember correctly. He was high up in government, and it was completely fabricated, and it was a complete lie. So that's, I think, where we're at. Bibi Netanyahu went to Russia. He just met with Lavrov because they have a big problem, and that is that Russia continues to pump weaponry into Syria. So they have to give Russia an out. They have to allow them to save face because this is a huge economic ally. And it is also a naval port. The TARDIS is strategically important to Russia. So this is all about deal making. And the current plan is working pretty well. And that is the slow destruction from within and arming and pitting rival groups against one another. And then when one ends up dominating, they will support them, and if they're not favorable, they'll rip them and they'll go to, you know, option two, option three if they have to. It's pretty much, you know, SOP, standard operating procedure.
Yeah, and let's go beyond even Russia and talk about China for a moment. Where do you see them fitting in with all of this?
Well, China is an economic engine because of, you know, exports and cheap labor. So in the grand scheme of things, when you look at the countries that are economically powerful, it's the, you know, the ones that have cheap labor. And that is what's driving those export markets and a variant of fascism. But China, of course, is not part of the Bretton Woods system. They operate outside of that, and they are working with Russia and the BRIC nations, which they are, to create their own investment bank. But they are currently playing ball with the United States and Ben Bernanke. They haven't shifted to the yuan, but there's a lot of shift in the Asian Pacific towards China. So I think what you're talking about is the divide between TPP, which is the Trans-Pacific Partnership, and then Russia, China, Brazil, India being able to create more economic incentives for other countries to do business with them in their own currency, yuans and the renminbi. And, you know, there's just so many headlines. I think just last week or the week before, they agreed with Australia to sell oil in yuan. So we have a lot of people jumping ship. They're an economic powerhouse because of the cheap labor, but they have a lot of domestic issues as well. They have an aging population. They have gendercide.
Armageddon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dirty Hair there. I mean, geez, what a name they came up with for that, too.
Well, yeah, and not to mention all the huge, crazy die-offs of animals and trash.
It's a mess. Whatever.
It is.
All right, we'll take our final break for the night, and then we'll come back and wrap things up with Doug Owen of Blacklisted News on this week's Bob Tuscan Show.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt. On an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space.
All right, final segment of the week here on the Bob Tuscan Show. Thanks for tuning in, and I want to thank Doug Owen for joining us tonight. Doug, thanks so much.
Well, absolutely. I appreciate being on the show. It's great to be back with you.
Yeah, anytime. It's been a while. Let's take one final phone call here while we have one. Let's talk with Mike. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Doug and Bob. This is Mike from Elgin. I'm listening to you on 94.3 here in Elgin, Texas. So, Doug, you
mean I'm on the actual radio in Texas?
Yes, you are. You cover about a 10-mile radius because I just upgraded the system, so you're on a community station.
Holy smokes. Hello to all the folks in Texas.
Hey, what's up,
Mike? Anyway, hey, Doug. Say, I wanted to kind of change the topic. Nobody wants to touch this, but I've been investigating this West explosion, the fertilizer plant, and I know as crazy as it sounds, it really looks like a heat-sinking missile came into that fertilizer plant and caused that high-frequency, intense explosion. Because if you look at the railroad tracks, they admitted it on the press on News 8 local news that the railroad tracks were fused together instantly with that explosion. And I've talked to a lot of fertilizer people that haul that stuff, and they say there's no way that stuff could cause that explosion without some type of outside accelerant. Do y'all know anything about this?
Well, I've heard a little bit about it, Doug.
Oh, yeah. Well, I took a lot of flack for it. Lee Rogers did. Oh, you know, I saw the video, and I said, you know, it just doesn't look right. It looks like it's coming in from the left-hand side. And then I showed it to Lee. Lee was pretty convinced. I was pretty convinced that this, you can hear in the video, the original video from the cell phone that the father and the son captured. It sounds like a freaking drone. It does. You can hear it flying, and I've heard a lot of the drones, the U.S. military and the Navy, for 4 years, from 97 to 2001, and they had drones then. We flew them, and they used them for target practice. Sounds exactly like that. But just the imagery from that video, I found pretty compelling. I showed it to Lee. He found about five other different angles and other comparative explosions, and he wrote two very extensive articles, and they're on blacklistednews.com. If you just look West Texas or search for it, Blacklisted News, minimal circulation because, I mean, a lot of people talking about it, and I thought that he made a pretty compelling case. And, I mean, you know, judge it for yourself, but it seems that, kind of parlayed into more regulations and huge focus and another tragedy. And so, and the anthrax attacks, I know that these are all different things, but just that triad, that mm-hmm. parlay.
Sounds
it
familiar,
very,
doesn't it?
Very reminiscent of what happened with 9/11 and yep. anthrax attacks. This time it was ricin. So that in and of itself makes me very, very wary. And the fact that, you know, a lot of people in the mainstream and alternative media don't want to talk about it either. So I think Mike's onto something.
I think so as well. Mike, we'll look into it further, or maybe I'll do a whole show on it. We're all out of time for tonight, however. And definitely check out Doug's website, blacklistednews.com. Blacklistedradio.com is where you'll find his podcast and so much more. So, folks, thanks so much for tuning in. I'll be back at it next week with more of the Bob Tuscan Show. The baby's been teething like crazy. I hope he's not still up. I came out of the room a second ago, and he was still crawling around the floor here. My wife was getting a little crazy. It's almost 11 o'clock here on the East Coast. Anyways, love you guys. Have a great night and a great weekend. I'll see you next week.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds. With financial